The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. John 19:28-30. My theme today is finished. Finished. A single word. On the text of a red letter Bible, it glows in a sea of black ink as if crimson with the Savior's own blood. But there is no idle word in the Bible. Let me say that again, lest you ever doubt the inspiration, inerrancy, infallibility, or integrity of the Bible in any way at any time. There are no idle words in the Bible. And this has been well called the greatest single word Christ ever spoke or man ever heard. A single word can say a lot. I'll never forget an afternoon in May when a young lady took my ring and said, Yes. 50 years on, the generations cannot forget, and some can never forgive, the carnage, weeping, destruction, and evil unleashed by a single madman's word to German troops on the border of Poland. Attack. Many a baseball game is turned on one word, safe or out. Many a heartache pines forever on the word farewell. But this word says it all. It is Christ's last word to us, a final shout in all the seven last sayings of the cross. Solomon says, The word of a king hath power. And this word, known to the other gospels as a loud cry, has power indeed. At it the veil of the temple is rent from top to bottom. At it the dead are raised. At it the centurion is converted and glorifies God, declaring, Truly this was the Son of God. It is the word that makes the Lord's table a table and not an altar. Just because it is finished. At the communion table, believers remember Christ's death. We can never repeat it, never reenact it, never renew it, for it is finished. It is finished. Christ's triumph, our enemy's terror, our trust are all in that word. Finished, it is Christ's word of triumph. The Authorized Version of our English Bible translates this same word in verse 28 as accomplished. And in Luke 2, verse 39, it translates it performed. The Savior, by this word, brought to a close all He ever did and bore on earth for our salvation and anticipates His final act of death in our place. He had fully revealed God to man. He had fully redeemed man to God. All the purposes of the prophets are summed up in this word. He is now forever confirmed as the seed of the woman, the suffering servant, the Son of Man, the shepherd smitten as Jehovah's fellow. To every detail he has established his claim by virgin birth in Bethlehem, his meekness and majesty in healing and teaching, his victorious zeal in life, his vicarious shame in death. All the rites of the tabernacle and temple find their consummation in him, priest and altar, sin offering, peace offering, Passover, showbread, candlestick, and mercy seat. All the types of the covenant nation are in him displayed, the smitten rock, the brazen serpent, the manna, the vine of Israel. All the labors of his life are ended with this word. Every point of his days in the flesh on earth are marked with the unwearied, patient pursuit of his calling. His boyhood zeal was to be about his father's business, his meat and drink at the well of Samaria, his straightening of soul to send fire upon the earth and undergo his terrible baptism, the setting of his face as a flint to go up to Jerusalem, his desire to eat the Passover, his prayer, I have finished the work which thou gavest to me to do, I have glorified thee on the earth. Now his calling is ended, his task is done, it is finished. All his suffering as our substitute are sealed by this word. The pains and torments of body, mind, and soul all have passed their climax in death. At Calvary he has become a curse, our propitiation. He has offered up his blood without spot to God, and it is finished. All this has he done without a single sin. He knew no sin. He did no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. All he had done, all he had borne, he accomplished, performed, obediently, diligently, freely, flawlessly, faultlessly. Here is a pattern for every true child of God, redeemed by that blood, justified by that righteousness, to love and follow in his steps. The true Christian's life should be purposeful service to Christ in all his life, loving, diligent, scriptural, sanctified service till it is finished. Finished. It is our enemy's word of terror. This word is rendered in Matthew 11, verse 1 as make an end. It spells a victor's cry, finishing off and making an end in war against all his foes. This word breaks the power of the devil in death. When the Savior came into the world, he aimed to destroy death and the devil's power in it. For this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. For this he faced him in the wilderness, and on every count in man's point of fall, bested him, foiled his thrusts, defeated him. At the night of his arrest fell, the Lord Jesus acknowledged the prince of darkness would be cast out, that his passion would be Satan's last hour in the power of darkness. At the cross, the Son of God spoiled the principalities and powers of hell, and made a spoil of them at the cross. He bound the strong man, spoiled his goods, as he left captive mankind captive, and gave gifts of grace to men. This word kills the power of this passing world in its unbelief. In the world you shall have tribulation, he told the disheartened disciples in the upper room, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So at the cross he ended its reign over his people. Paul declares, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. He gave himself for us that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So too the Apostle John declares, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Christ promised, I, if I be lifted up, shall draw all men to me. And so he does from the dying thief and centurion to the newest born again convert of this day. This word ends the power of the flesh in sin. The Apostle Peter teaches, Christ his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Paul testifies, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin of death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here is the assurance of every believer's final victory over sin. Calvary marked the grand D-Day which forever turned the tide against sin, the flesh, the world, and the devil. Through all the struggle, pain, and conflict of our remaining days in this age, we shall have victory by grace to the glorious V-Day of his return and kingdom. Finished. Here is our word of trust. The Authorized Version of the Bible rightly renders this word in one more sense at Matthew 17:24. Pay. Our trust in this word is that Jesus paid it all, that upon the cross hangs every debt we owe God's holiness, every transgression and trespass against his law, every failure and neglect of his will is nailed and written over in his blood, paid in full. Here is our pardon and peace. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness unto everyone that believeth. When we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Son of Man came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The Lamb has been slain and redeemed us to God by his blood, out of every nation and tribe and tongue and kindred of the earth, and made us kings and priests unto God and our Father. Here is our growth in grace. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin, by the which will we are sanctified by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Here is our home and heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, them also that sleep in Jesus shall God bring with him. We who have trusted in Christ and turned from our sins, we who confess and follow and continue in Him, we have this trust that we are redeemed, reconciled, sanctified, justified, preserved, perfected by the finished work of the one mediator and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the creation and in the consummation, God the Son declared, "It is finished." And in redemption, God the Son has also declared, "Finished." Will you not in this very hour renounce your own righteousness, repent of your sin, and rest wholly, only, on this loving Savior's finished work? It is finished.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.